AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Before going into court in New York for closing arguments in his civil fraud trial, former President Donald Trump says a statute is being used against him.
That doesn't give me a jury, so I have no jury. I really have no rights, and it's nobody thinks it's constitutional. People, legal scholars are writing about it like it's something they've never seen before.
The judge is preventing the former president from delivering his own closing statements. Earlier, there was a bomb threat at the home of the judge, who was already determined Trump committed years of fraud by lying about his riches on financial statements. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he sees a path to Gaza peace, reconstruction, and regional security.
Blinken left Cairo after rounding off a Middle East tour by holding talks with Egypt's president. Before boarding his plane, he told journalists that his visit established key objectives for peace in Gaza.
First, preventing the conflict from spreading. Second, getting more humanitarian assistance into people who need it. Three, increasing protection for civilians. Or getting hostages out.
He also said his final objective was continuing support for Israel to make sure October the 7th does not happen again. U.S. officials have claimed modest success in getting Middle Eastern leaders on board with construction and governance scenarios in Gaza after Israel's war with Hamas ends. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Labor Department says inflation was up last month because of higher costs for energy and housing. It shows the Federal Reserve's path to a 2% inflation target is going to be bumpy. In a move that could upset China, the Biden administration will send an unofficial delegation to Taiwan shortly after the self-governed island holds an election for a new president this weekend. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is ruling out a ceasefire as his country fights off Russia's invasion, saying the Kremlin forces would use the pause to rearm and regroup. This is AP News. Another big-name football coach is leaving.
After six Super Bowl championships in 24 seasons, Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots are parting ways, a person with knowledge of the situation tells the Associated Press. The 71-year-old Belichick is a three-time AP NFL Coach of the Year Award winner and the NFL's third all-time winningest head coach, joining Don Shula and George Halas this season as the only coaches to win 300 games. New England finished 4-13 this season, the worst record of Belichick's 29-year head coaching career. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Catholic bishops of Africa and Madagascar are issuing a unified statement refusing to allow Pope Francis' declaration allowing priests to offer blessings to same-sex couples and asserting such unions are contrary to the will of God. The Vatican Declaration did restate traditional church teaching that marriage is a lifelong union between a man and a woman. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.